Kitty Flanagan, have you heard of Lenny FM?
No, I haven't, Dave. I have not heard of Lenny.fm. So what I would like you to do, if you could, is could you mansplain it for me?
Okay. Well, Courtney, who's our producer, and some friends have created this app where you go and you sign up and you pay $4 a month and then you choose what podcast that money goes to.
Right.
So if you want to go on and choose... It doesn't matter. You can choose Smartless. I mean, I don't think they need the money. The Junkies, the Dum Dum Club, and Will Anderson's podcast, and then they get $1 each a month. So
but
that's
Courtney doesn't produce those podcasts.
No, but the app sends the money to the
right.
different people. That's how it works.
What? So what? He's just doing a charity for podcast people.
Hey, I believe that's how it works.
Is it? It's not just the ones that he produces? That
nope.
would make more sense.
Regular podcast listeners, support your favourite shows by, I'm reading this, going to Lenny.fm. Show your appreciation and help them make great more episodes. Yeah, no, that's what you do.
Okay.
Yeah, just have a look.
I don't want to push people or anything, but if you were going to give $4, like, wouldn't you give it to us?
Yeah, just give it all to us. So, you know, food for Sarge, lollies.
You only get $1 of that $4.
Yeah, but you could probably just put it all into one thing. Your top four podcasts get a split of your monthly payment. Yeah, there you go.
Thanks, Dave. I'm not sure you've cleared it up
no,
for me.
I'm
but
not
if
very
you go
good.
To Lenny.fm,
it'll
I'm sure it'll
all.
Explain it.
It absolutely will explain it all.
It'll
absolutely.
Explain how you can
yep.
give your money
exactly.
to someone.
Support podcasts. Hi, my name's Dave O'Neill. Welcome to The Junkies, our podcast.
I'm Kitty Flanagan.
Yeah.
And, welcome to our podcast, The Junkies.
Yeah, get on board. Woo! Has it been a while? Has it been that long?
Oh, do it again, Dave.
Okay, all right,
do
here
it
we
again.
Go, here we go, yeah. My name's Dave O'Neill. Welcome to the... Now, what do I say? Hi, my name's Dave O'Neill. Welcome to our podcast, The Junkies. No, hang on, no, guys. No, guys. I've got to know it. Hi, I'm Dave O'Neill.
And I'm Kitty Flanagan.
And this is our podcast, The Junkies.
This is the Sweet and Salty Roundabout. Get on board!
Choo-choo!
That wasn't right either, but it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter. And thanks to Alex again for the choo-choo. She was wrapped. She got a shout-out. You got another shout-out just then, Alex. Anyway, look, we're back in the studio, which is exciting.
What a feast I've prepared for us today, Dave.
Smell it. It is. We're starting right off with the raspberry stuff.
The smell of raspberries. We've got raspberry frogs, the new version, which are the small ones that look more like racing cars.
Yeah.
We've got Alan's raspberries. We've got a home brand of raspberries that you've brought in. And we've also got the big frogs, the best frogs.
The best.
That only come in the small packets and you have to go to like
7-Eleven
or a Servo to find them. And I've also found the new one from Alan's, the Sours frogs.
I've seen them.
I figure if we just keep doing Alan's stuff, maybe they'll talk to us.
Yeah, come on, Alan's. Or give us some free stuff. Okay, well, what should we start with? Let's just classic raspberries.
Classic raspberry, sure. If you want to do, I've got a bit of lame research for you.
Yeah, I've tried. I mean, red frogs, all I know about red frogs is that they're associated with a charity.
I know.
And they give them out of schoolies week.
Yeah, I know. That's what I discovered too. You Google red frogs thinking you're going to get information. It's just about a charity. I mean, good on you guys, but we're trying to get information on sugar. I did find one very unscientific study, a lame study I'd call it, which ranked the Allen's lollies from healthiest to least healthiest.
Oh.
And red frogs come in at number one as the healthiest based on amount of sugar and saturated fat.
Wow. Well, there'd be no saturated fat in that, surely.
No, less than a gram.
Wow.
And raspberries come in fourth.
Oh.
But, you know, they didn't even have bananas in that study.
So what sort of study is that?
It's pretty unscientific.
Did I read somewhere that raspberry frogs were first on the market in 67? Is that right?
Could be. Don't know. Can't help you there.
Anyway.
I know they discontinued the green frog.
Oh, I like the green frogs.
Yeah, but did you really love it? I mean, that's what they said. You know, everyone said, oh, we love the green frog. But we didn't buy them. So,
what about the frog family? Remember the frog family that was only about a year ago?
Yeah, they tried to...
Yellow ones, orange ones.
Orange ones. They tried to, like, you know, sort of say to everyone, yeah, okay, we'll bring back the green frogs. And they brought them back with those other ones. But they didn't last either. People still just wanted the red frogs.
Red frogs are the best, let's be honest.
But I think one of them's got more sugar. So the raspberry must have more sugar but less salt. Right. And the frog's got more salt, less sugar. So
well, what should
it's
we...
a sweet and salty roundabout.
Oh, right there. What should we try first, the classic raspberry?
Yeah, let's go classic raspberry.
Kieran bought some of these for, I don't know, Rocky Road, and there was some left over, and I was eating them. Oh, they were so good.
You got them for a kid's party, didn't you?
Oh, that's right, kid's party. Very sweet. Really good, though. I really like them.
Yep. I mean, obviously, if you want, you know, less sugar, you go for your frog. I do really like them. What I'm wondering is if in my mind, and I don't know if this is true, but in my mind, the red frog tastes a bit less artificial than the raspberry.
I reckon you're right. I reckon you're right.
But, you know, proof will be in the tasting.
Should
now.
We try the generic raspberry that I got from the IGA?
No, I want to compare directly to the Allen's red frog and see if it is the same raspberry flavour.
Big one or small one?
Yeah, I don't know. It's tough. Tough call.
I think the big one. The big one's the best.
Do you? Okay. I'll go the big one.
I'll go the big one. I love the big one.
They're just such a good texture.
They're good.
They're so meaty.
Oh. They're on the verge of being stale, but that's good.
In a great way. I think the flavour's different.
I agree. I've got it in my mouth, but I would say, yes, it's different.
Well, you've put the whole thing in. Of course you have. Yeah, you've got something big in your mouth. Yeah, I think the flavour's a bit different.
The flavour's more subtle.
It's more subtle. You're right. It doesn't whack you over the head and say raspberry. This one's obviously saying, I'm a raspberry, so they've gone really hard on the raspberry flavouring. Whereas this is just, you know, the flavour of red frog. What is it? Just red.
It's raspberry-ish, but I mean, raspberries are like more raspberry than a real raspberry, you know?
Well, yeah, real raspberries are tart.
Maybe sugar. Oh, that's good though. Big frog.
Yeah, I think I'd go the frog over the raspberry. The raspberry just tastes a bit artificial. I mean, they all taste artificial, but...
Should we try the little frog?
Yeah, let's try the little frog as a comparison. Texture already not as good for me. Not as hard.
It's the same flavour, I reckon, but it's just not as good. I reckon once I left them in the car for a while, they matured like a fine bottle of wine. And I just reckon...
There's something about the hard plasticiness of the big frog that just makes it better.
It must be the surface area that makes it, the bigger surface area that makes it better than the little ones.
Yeah, and they're a bit flatter as well. It's like they've been run over by a car. Like maybe if you put these, you know how you used to put a coin on the train tracks?
Yes.
Maybe if you put your little red frogs on the train tracks and flattened them, then left them in the sun to mature.
I'm trying to flatten one of my fingers. Or a rolling pin would do it.
Yeah, then maybe you'd have a, you could squash this out to a bigger frog.
I'm squashing it now. It's been run over. Yeah, I never buy them. I bought them once. I didn't mind them, but I'm always searching for the little bags of red frogs, which I noticed at 7-Elevens, they've been phasing them out.
Yeah.
Which really annoys me.
I've got a
me.
Fun fact for you, a fun red frog fact. You know when you do Have You Been Paying Attention?
Yeah, I've been on it once.
Well.
But once is better than none, as I always say. Yeah.
Sure. And
they give you lollies.
Well, during the fourth break, like during every break, like they bring you out, you know, like
lollies.
A cup of tea. No, you don't get lollies till the fourth break. So you hang till the fourth break and then they bring you a cup of lollies.
Oh,
and they just bring you a cup of party mix, except Sam Pang, not a friend of the show, doesn't listen.
No.
I looked in his thing and he's eating only red frogs. And I went, what do you get special?
Big ones?
Not just small red frogs. He goes, how good are these? And I went, well, I wouldn't know because I've got peaches and cream in my cup.
And maybe a snake, Pang. Oh. You're a snake. That's what you are, Pang.
Just all the red frogs in his cup.
Have you noticed he's getting really, I sent him messages the other day because we meet at the chicken shop because he does live near me, Pang. And I said, you can come and have 12 chicken, steamed chicken breasts to get your bodybuilding body. Because
is he bodybuilding?
Yeah, he's buffed up.
Well, his shirts are always a bit too tight.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's intentional or.
No, that's because he's been working out. He's been working out apparently. So he's got this, so when he comes, he'll never have chips. He just has salad and chicken. He's going to be one of those guys that you see carrying around rice cakes and a chicken breast in a bag and just have a cigarette. I'm like, yeah, I've been going to the gym doing some, you know, one of those, like the Arnie type.
Having an arm day or a leg day.
Yeah.
One of those guys.
Yeah, I wonder if he eats lollies. I don't reckon. Well, he eats red frogs every Monday
night. Red frogs, yeah. And Geraldine Hickey, who sat next to me the other day on
Very
Having
funny
Been Tamed.
Person.
Only person I've met, A, is right on board the Sweet and Salty Roundabout, not the podcast, but the actual Sweet and Salty Roundabout, loves both sweet and salty snacks, but also loves the peaches and cream.
Oh, what?
I've never met anyone who likes them.
Now my daughter likes them.
Oh, does she?
Yeah. I'm like, here, have them when I finish my party bag. Have them.
Just leave all the rest
in there. Eight peaches and cream. For a long time, I thought they were mango and cream.
They taste like BO and cream. That's what they taste like. All right. Well, let's try this pretend raspberry now.
Generic. It's from the IGA. Your mum and dad's.
Oh,
my God.
Oh, I don't like the texture. Oh, my teeth went right through that with no resistance.
Oh, they didn't. Oh, my God. They taste like mothballs.
Oh, goodness. What are they? Hey, they're not raspberry.
No, they're raspberries. They look like a raspberry. You've got raspberry on the packet, and they're a value pack, and they're Victorian made.
Well, they're awful.
They're doing a terrible disservice for the state of Victoria.
Oh, God, don't buy those.
They're awful, aren't
and
they?
And isn't the texture bad? Look at how my teeth went through it. You can see my teeth marks in there. There's no bounce. You've got to have a bounce in
bounce,
your raspberry.
Bounce, man. Yuck.
Okay, well, they're a fail.
No, we'll chuck them out. They're awful.
Right, well, that can be the bin plate now. We'll put the stuff on there. It's the bin plate. Okay, do you want to try a sour to cleanse your palate?
I love sour. I love sour stuff. Do you buy sours? I never buy sours.
I don't buy them a lot. I went through a phase where I bought them quite a bit, but I went off it.
Ooh.
So I'm looking forward to this. Oh, it's hard to take. But already, more bounce.
Oh.
So far, I've just had salt. I haven't hit any sweet yet. God, it's hard work to get to the sweet.
Barely any sweet, though. Barely.
Oh, they're not sour frogs. They should just be called salty frogs.
Oh. Man, go easy on the salt, guys. My God.
Christ, my eyes are watering.
They are.
Oh.
They are no good.
Now, do you know what? I don't mind them. I quite like the punishment at the beginning. And then if you can get through it, you do get a bit of a reward.
Yeah. I mean, they're a sensation in your mouth. There's no doubt about that. They're like,
and they'd last forever because I'd only eat one of those.
Oh, absolutely.
I would not have another one. They could live in my car for a long time.
Yeah, you
have
one.
That's a good travel lolly.
Maybe two.
Maybe if you were running, like, don't you need to like, just like the Gatorade of sweets?
Yeah.
Like, wouldn't it?
I can still taste it.
God, it's a lot. That is a lot.
Oh. Oh my God.
I might just spit that out.
That's the most salty sour I've ever had.
Yeah, I think
pretty
it's to do with, it must be to do with the good texture of the frog though, because you know the frog is very firm, as we just discovered, compared to that rubbish raspberry. It's a very firm texture, so it takes you a long time to get the flavour juiced out of the frog. You're just basically getting salt for so much of that.
Oh, God.
Ooh.
So, put the fire out. Put it out. Out of all of that, what would you choose? I know what I'd choose.
Oh, hands down, Big Red Frog.
Yeah, and number two?
Oh, I think number two I'd go Small Red Frog.
No, I'd go raspberries.
Would you? You like that raspberry flavour?
I like that.
Yeah, it's not for me as much. I mean, I'd eat them,
but
no, I prefer the Red Frog flavour.
I know you'd eat them because the packet came opened. You've been eating them.
All of those were open except I didn't trust myself to open the Big Red Frogs. I thought there's no way they'll survive.
Well, I had a packet of them in my car waiting for today, and then when you said you've got them, I immediately went out and opened them. Woo! All right. Well, that's the definitive answer on the red lollies.
So Big Red Frogs, can we make a plea to Alan's? I mean, everything we say on here seems to get back to them. Just bring back a big bag of Big Red Frogs. Stop making these small ones.
Nah, small ones are like...
They're all right. I mean, they'll do pang in a cup on Have You Been Paying Attention, but for the rest of us who enjoy our lollies and aren't worrying about our figures, could we just have a big bag of Big Red Frogs, please?
Yeah, just send them all to Pang's house. We'll tell you his address, actually.
I want the same size bag that you got of bananas.
Yeah, that giant bag.
Is that like
a
kilo bag?
750.
Yeah, 750 grams I want of Big Red Frogs.
God, it's almost worth going back to Griffith to get another bag. I got to look for some more gigs in Griffith. All right, next blind test. I've got a few.
Right, I have to go first on the blind test.
Okay, great.
Yep. So we're back with the blind test. I've sent Dave out of the room so that I can tell you that I am going to be giving Dave a cheese and pickle crisp. I'm pretty excited about these. cheese and pickle. It's a Smith's limited edition, and it was purchased at Aldi, so I'm a bit concerned that he might have seen it. Anyway, I'll stop whispering now and get him back. Dave.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, nice. Crinkle cut.
Yep, it's a crinkle cut.
I like it.
Yep.
Love a crinkle cut.
These were purchased by our researcher, Annie Maver.
Wow.
It's gone straight in with the smell. What are you getting there?
Dill.
You always get dill. That's all you ever say. But this time you're right. You're correct with dill. Oh, you don't like it. You're kind of there.
It's pickle.
Yes. Wow, straight off. I'm amazed.
Well, but that dill is really strong.
Oh, yeah, it is. Mm.
Is it pickle and something?
Pickle and something, yeah. Look for that distinctive flavour that you often get.
Mm. You know what? Looking at the colour of them, it's either could be chicken and pickle.
That's a weird combination. That classic combo of chicken and pickle.
Give me one of those chicken and pickle sandwiches, will you? No worries, son. We've had special sauce because it's not a Big Mac flavour.
No.
Or is it the yellow of a cheese?
Bang!
Oh, the cheese and pickle.
That's the quickest you've ever got it.
Really?
Cheese and pickle.
They're not bad.
They're all right. So I'm crunchy. Oh, they've got a funny aftertaste though. It just hit me then. No, they're okay.
They're okay.
No, I don't know.
I don't know.
I need a bit more.
Are they British?
No, they're Smiths.
Oh, yeah. But I reckon they're part of that British line though.
Oh, I see.
I reckon they're part of the British line.
Mm. Yeah, I don't mind them.
Yeah.
I can really taste the pickle in them.
Oh, absolutely.
They're more pickly than cheesy.
They are more pickly than cheesy. They're not bad. I don't know. I don't like dill in potato chips. I just don't like the pickle in the... I like a pickle in a sandwich.
Do you like dill as a flavour?
Yeah, I don't mind it, actually.
Mm, okay. Because some people really don't like dill. Quite strong.
Denmark ones, they have a lot of dill in there.
Mm, they do.
They love their dill.
Sorry, I'm really enjoying the chip I'm eating.
You like it? Mm. Okay, well, I've got two for you. Should I just do them both? I'll do them both.
Yeah, you're doing both.
I'll do them both. Okay.
My fear is that if I ate a whole bag of those, they'd leave me feeling like, you know, those sour cream and chives French fries. They've got that.
They've got that vibe.
Yeah, they got a vibe. Whereas if you had more than one, I think you're going to be in trouble.
Get that vibe. Get that
right.
Jive.
I do have another one, but I think we might have done it before.
So okay.
I'll just leave it to you.
All right. I've got two. Okay. All right, everyone. Whisper. From a whisper. Okay. I've got very kind of similar ones. Chorizo flavour, which we know is a sausage, isn't it? Yeah. And then I've got ham-flavoured chips, a Spanish jamón ham-flavoured. So we'll do the chorizo-flavoured ones first. Chorizo, which is often you have on pizzas and stuff, is in paella, Spanish. All right, come back.
How much rustling did you do?
No, packets are pre-opened. Okay. Don't worry.
No.
A rustling through zone, was it?
Yeah, when we do our live podcast, everyone, just make sure that you don't bring any snacks that are going to rustle.
Kitty will lose her mind.
I will lose my mind if there's rustling in the audience.
We're just doing one live show in Melbourne. It's part of the Melbourne Podcast Festival on the 1st of August at the Jam Factory. We'll come to other states eventually because of COVID and stuff. It's been very challenging. And we don't really have a live show yet. But apart from that, small factor.
But it's coming. It's coming for sure.
It's in the works. We've got writers and producers and
got to put goodie bags together.
Sam Pag's a consultant. Honestly, he only wanted $100,000. It's so cheap.
The most important thing we need to get is sponsor.
And goodie bags. Yeah, I got to get onto that.
Because I mean, people might not enjoy the show, but if you give them a goodie bag at the end of it, they're going to walk away with good times.
Got to contact Wayne, my mate from Six Chips. Wayne, the sales guy.
All right, what am I looking at here?
Yeah, have a look.
It's quite an orangey-looking chip, which normally says to me paprika, your favourite flavour.
Oh, it might have a bit of paprika in it. Okay. I don't know. I haven't tasted them.
Oh, it's smoky.
Oh, yeah, good one.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's smoky. It's like a kettle chip, is it?
Yeah, it's a kettle chip.
Oh, you don't like it? You've spat yours out already.
I don't know. I know what this tastes like. Let me. I should eat it. I should be.
Ah, God! Jesus, I was not expecting that. That's like a pig's trotter.
Oh.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I think it is. It's a pork.
Oh.
It's a type of pork.
Oh, well, it's greasy. It's like.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like a pig just off the slaughtering line. That is just so
it's
revolting.
Pork. It's pork, but what sort of pork is it?
Ugh.
In what form is that, do you reckon?
So it's not a pork chop?
Not a pork chop.
Oh, God.
You would have had it. You would have had it before.
Is it like a salami? Or
yes.
Something? It's not.
Yes. It's a type of salami.
Well,
it's a type of cured
repulsive.
Meat. It's a Spanish one. You know, I've had it on pizzas and stuff.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, not chorizo.
Yes.
Oh. Well, that is. Oh, my God. Where did you find that?
Piper's chorizo.
Piper's chorizo.
I think it was
in
an IGA.
Wow. Can I just say, our palates are really on form today.
Oh, man. You're so
Dave,
good.
You've picked dill pickle straight out of the
And you picked it
game.
With pork. That's so good that you picked it was
pork. I can't even eat that.
No, don't
I've
eat
licked it.
It
and it's disgusting.
Don't eat it.
No,
potatoes,
that's going
sunflower.
In the bin.
So, smoked salt, garlic, paprika. Oh. Yeah. I can't see it. Oh, chorizo sausage. Yeah, it's got chorizo sausage in it.
That's like I've licked a pig's asshole. That is disgusting.
Yeah, it's British pork. Mm. Well done, England.
Yuck.
Well done. You've made Kitty almost vomit. Okay, well.
Where did you find them, sorry?
Oh, it's in an IGA.
Really?
Yeah, there's a whole line of
them. I've never seen those.
Yeah, Piper's.
Isn't it exciting when you come across a new line and just
so
go, oh,
excited.
Here we go.
So
I've
excited.
Been struggling for ages because I haven't been to any shops because of COVID. And all of the Coles. If the minute you walk into a Coles, you know it's going to end up on a watch list.
Yes.
So I just haven't been going.
Fair enough.
So I've had to go back to the same two IGAs and just go up to them and go, can you get some new stock in? Have you got any line extensions? What's happening, guys?
What's out the back? Okay.
Oh, well, that's gross.
That's
awful. Disgusting. Okay, check.
All right.
I hope you've saved me a nice one to cleanse my palate at the end.
I don't know.
Oh. Okay, so it's another kettle chip kind of thing?
Yeah.
It doesn't smell like anything. It's one of those ones that smells like carpet.
Yeah. Let me smell. Oh.
God, this is like ham as well.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Dave.
Oh, my God.
What are you doing?
You're on fire.
What are they? Ham
it's
chips?
It's ham-flavored chips.
Oh, yuck. That's so disgusting.
It's ham-flavored chips. From the Flamenco Snacks range. Spanish like. You can really taste the ham, though, can't you?
Oh, my God, they are so meat flavored. They
awful.
need to be kept in the fridge.
Oh man, they are awful.
They're just
they are awful.
They are proper meat.
Well, we've had a whole range of pork just then. You've had pork and more.
Okay,
pork.
I'm going to make you do another one then to finish up.
No.
But we may have had it before. Can I just say to the listeners, we may have had it before, but I can't finish on that ham chip. Okay, so what I've got here. Is a roasted tomato and herb chip. And I got them, they're those chunky ones, those kettle chunky ones. I got them because Dave's always going on about how his kids say he should use more herbs in his cooking. So I wanted to know if you could taste the herbs. Okay, I'll get him back. Dave! Okay, you can come back.
Oh.
Okay. I can't remember if we've done them before. I think I bought them to do them before and then I ate them.
They're a kettle chip.
They didn't make it. Yes, correct. What are you getting? He's had a lick.
Salt.
Yep. Sure.
Oh, it's a herb.
Correct.
Oh, I like that herb.
Oh, okay.
You know my history on herbs. Remember I couldn't even guess rosemary that time?
That's like why I got these ones for you, to see if you could identify it.
Thyme?
Probably, yes. I'm going to say yes.
But is this a different kind of...
You've already identified the flavour. Like it's something and herb. So you're already halfway there. So
oh,
what's the
like,
other flavour?
Oh, chicken and herb. No, it's a cheese, is it?
No, it's not. Look at the colour of it. That'll give you a bit of a clue. No. They're sort of orangey coloured.
Oh, I haven't even tasted it. What am I doing?
Yeah, just eat it.
Mmm, not bad. Mmm.
Okay, so yes, there's thyme in them, definitely. That's one of the herbs. Can you taste any others? I'm going to get one and have a lick.
There's like oregano.
Correct. Oh, they're quite nice.
They're sort of a pizzery, herby
yes.
pizza.
Yes, they are.
Pizza
so you're in the right track there. So just say what you'd get on a pizza. Like the most, the most basic thing on a pizza.
Tomato?
Yeah,
it's tomato and herbs.
Yeah, I got them because your kids always say that you should use more herbs in your cooking.
Yeah, it's true.
So I thought you should take the rest home
I'll
for your
home.
Kids.
There's
so here you go.
There's your herbs.
I've given you some herbs in your bloody
there's
chips.
There's your fucking herbs. Oh, they're not bad. What? Can you just look at the bag? Oh, yes.
Yeah, we haven't done those before, have we?
We haven't done roasted tomato and herb.
They're the chunky ones.
Oh, I can taste the tomato.
Chunkies.
They're good.
They're pretty good. Mind you, anything was going to taste good after those gross ones
after you
brought
pig anus. I'm going to tip them back in. They're good.
Yeah, have them. Oh, those nice. For the kids. There, that's an entree.
Look at that.
That's an appetizer for them.
Not bad. I'll get some more. Thick crunch. Thick cut crunch.
All right. Well, while Dave keeps chewing, what have we got coming up? Oh, we're going to do a sweet, sweet memory jogger when we come back. Oh, I didn't even give that any petrol. We're going to do a sweet, sweet memory jogger when we come back.
Well, welcome back to the Here We Are, and we're going to do a sweet, sweet memory jogger. And I had these, Kieran gave these to me as a joke, and they are Ovaltinis. Because Ovaltine, of course, was like a Milo.
Yeah, do you remember them from when you were a kid?
Yeah.
When the Ovaltinis came out? And they were always marketed as kind of like a healthy treat for kids. And a bit of lame research on Ovaltine itself. Invented in Switzerland, initially as like a nutritious supplement to tackle malnourishment amongst children.
Wow.
And yeah, and it was called, I think it was called Ovomaltini or something, because it was like eggs and malt. So over being eggs. And then, and obviously no one wanted to eat it because it was just like this malty extract. And then the son of the guy who invented it added sugar, cocoa, and started selling it on the ski slopes. And it was a big hit and became called Ovaltine. And then they exported it to the UK in about 1907 or something.
Wow.
Yeah, so there you go. There's some lame research on the Ovaltinis.
Good research.
I don't know when the Ovaltinis became Ovaltinis. That was just on Ovaltine itself, the drink.
Yeah, someone did put these on Facebook and that triggered my memory of them because I knew I had some somewhere. Kim, I think, put them on Facebook and she said it reminds her of like roller skating and going to the local pool and some Ovaltines.
I just remember them being really disappointing.
Yeah, should we try one? And you've also brought in Maltesers.
Well, I brought in a Malteser just to kind of, you know, compare really because it's another.
Well, the Ovaltine is like a tablet. It's like medicine.
Yeah, it sort of is like that too. It's like. No.
Like Milo, isn't it?
Yeah.
Not as good.
It's packaged in a really unfun way.
Yeah, tablets.
Tablet
form.
You'd almost think that kids were going to take two of those with a glass of water.
Yeah.
And just swallow them whole.
If you were a kid and you were desperate, you would eat them for sure.
Oh, yeah, I'd eat them. But I think what I used to try and do was suck them.
Oh.
Like, and if you try and suck them, they're just no fun at all. Like, if you give it a go, like, this is what I remember of them.
Okay.
And you just get no flavour from them if you suck them. And so that's why I remember them being so disappointed, because you put them in and go, no, there's nothing there. And eventually you just got to crunch them.
The crunch.
Hmm.
Yeah. They're okay. They're very chocolatey.
Now, if you taste a Malteser straight after that, you'll probably find that the centre is quite similar.
Yeah. Maltesers are a great invention.
They are. I did a bit of lame research on those too. They're from the Mars factory.
Mm.
Mars bar, what was that invented in? Something like
30s, 40s.
Mm, yeah. And,
hang on. The Mars bar was a reaction.
Hang on. I've got it written down.
The Mars bar. So what happened with the Mars family is that the son left and went to England and set up his own Mars company.
Forrest Mars. The American.
And he created the Mars bar as a ripoff of the Milky Way bar, I think.
Of the Milky
Way? He tried to rip off his dad's invention.
Okay, that was 1932. You were right.
Yeah, there we go.
And then a few years later, he invented energy balls, i.e. the Malteser.
The energy ball.
And they were marketed at ladies who were slimming.
That's, yes.
Yeah. So these are a slimmer's chocolate. And there's no real evidence of it, lame or otherwise, but apparently the Horlicks factory is just down the road from the Mars factory in Slough in the UK. And they reckon that what's inside there is the same as what's ground up and makes Horlicks. Have you ever had Horlicks?
Yeah.
Well, they reckon it's just Horlicks in the middle of these.
Can't remember.
And that maybe there's, you know, something going on between the two factories. Give us your Horlicks and I don't know.
Well, maybe.
I think they cook it in a big dough and then they pulverize it to make it into Horlicks.
Yeah.
And this is just the unpulverized Horlicks.
Yum.
Pretty
so
good, though. It's a lot nicer than an Ovaltini.
Oh, forget Ovaltini.
I saw you had Ovaltinis. I thought, that's going to be disappointing. I'll bring Maltesers as well.
I'm going to end the show on a high.
You know I don't like going out on a low.
Yeah. A milk chocolate Malteser high.
Oh, they're so much better than you think.
They're great.
I just never eat them. And then my sister had some the other day. She's like really good at measuring out her treats and she buys those little fun bags of them where you get five and she just has one fun bag of five after dinner. And she gave me one. She said, oh, do you want some Maltesers? And she gave me this little bag and I went, Yeah, thanks. It's really nice. 5 Maltesers in it. On the drive home, I had to stop and get one of those big bags at the service station and eat the rest on the way home.
Well, the box in the cinema.
Oh, superb.
The big bag has got a lot in it.
Yes, it does. Yeah. It just keeps giving. You just keep going back in. It's like, wow, this is never ending. It's like the magic pudding of bags of chocolate.
And there's dark chocolate ones out now too.
Yeah, well, I won't be indulging in those, Dave.
I've had some. Albert at my local shop gave me some.
How are they?
Yeah, they're good.
Are they?
Not as good as that, but they're still good.
Yeah, maybe I'll try one.
I don't mind dark chocolate. I don't mind it.
Yeah, I guess if it's got something sweet like that malty stuff in the middle, Beautiful. Maybe I'd like it.
Well, thanks for listening to the podcast. Next week, we are going to be doing a bit of a biscuit rematch.
Yeah, well, we love the chocolate digestive so much that we're going to pit it up against a few of my other favourite chocolate biscuits. Well, one of my favourites, which is the chocolate scotch finger. And I think you like the chocolate teddy bear biscuit,
love
don't you?
It.
So, yeah, we're going to compare all those.
Great, that's coming up.
Sweet, sweet memory jogger, popping candy.
Oh.
What else? Something else. We'll get
stuff. Yeah. I've got some Roundtree's randoms to open up and try live on air. Got it at the reject shop. So, we'll see what happens.
Great.